What's a great privilege for me to be with you today.
很高兴今天能够到这边来。
I've been looking forward to this day for many weeks.
我很期待来到这边来。
I had the privilege to have lunch with your pastor a few weeks ago.
我几个星期前有跟高牧师一起有午餐。
And he told me the story of what's been happening at your church.
那他跟我讲了我们教会所发生的事情。
And how you have a passion to stay focused on God's word as a church.
然后我们这个教会有热情追寻神的话，追寻神的话语。
But also the reality of the need to be part of a family.
然后，但是我们也是希望能够在一个教会的家庭里面。
And we are thankful to explore that with you as you consider the Great Commission Collective.
我们很开心能够一起能够去探访 Great Commission GCC 的这个联会。
I have the privilege to be the regional director for Canada.
我是在加拿大的 regional director。
We have 23 churches across Canada.
我们有23个教会在加拿大。
One church in Red Deer, Alberta, that is planting right now.
我们有个新的在芝坛，在 Red Deer, Alberta.
And another church in Edmonton, Alberta, that's just forming a group of people to plant a church.
另外一个在我们在另外一个芝坛，在 Edmonton, Alberta.
We are also looking forward to the potential of planting churches north of Toronto.And east of Toronto in the next year.
然后下面几个年，我们可能会继续在北方或是东方继续多伦多东方北方继续支堂。
The Great Collective's mission statement is to plant churches and strengthen leaders.
我们的意向是支堂，然后建立那个领导。
We do that in a context of a strong conservative theology.
我们是走传统的神学派。
And elder-led churches.
然后是一个长老带领的教会。
But also as a family of churches with great relationships.
然后是一个许多教会的一个团契的一个非常好的关系。
And I know in your context here, you've already had opportunity for some of that relationship with Hope Church in Oakville.
我们已经有一些好的关系在跟 Oakville 的 Hope Church。
And also with another one of our sister churches in Georgetown.
还有跟 Georgetown 的 Hope 的 Church 的有关系，好的关系。
And so we're praying for the days ahead for you as a church.
Sorry, say that again, please.
We're praying for you in the days ahead for your church.
我们为Pastor Paul 他们的教会在为我们教会持续的祷告。
As you would consider a family of churches to be a part of, we want to consider that with you as well.
我们希望能够成为我们能够把我们的教会也能当成他们教会的一个家庭。
There are really six attributes that explain what a GCC church looks like.
然后有六个特点，我们介绍我们 GCC 的教会。
So along with our doctrinal statement and our elder-led.
刚刚我们所说的是就是 doctrinal， 就是那我们的神学理念，还有那长老的。
There are six attributes that explain what our church is.
有六个特点。
And I'm sure they will resonate with you.
相信会跟我们的教会有很大的那个关系。
One of those is bold preaching.
就是第一个，就是我们勇敢的去传教。
Bold preaching, exposition of God's word.
勇敢的去传神的话语。
With life application.
有生命的关联。
And we're going to get to that in just a
minute. 然后我们之后会讨论。
The second would be a purposeful discipleship.
还有我们会建立门徒。
So maturing people in their walk with Christ to be more like Him every day.
帮助我们弟兄姐妹能够越来越成熟，越像基督。
And in doing that, preparing people for the work of ministry.
然后建立门徒，让他们能够去做神的工。
Fervent prayer is another one of the attributes of our church.
还有就是很持续祷告。
Being people of God who are dependent on God for what is coming.
让我们能够依靠主去做这些他的工。
The fourth attribute I would say is passionate worship.
在第四个特点就是我们有热情的去赞美主。
Understanding that worship isn't just singing on Sunday.
对，颂赞主不是只是唱歌而已。
But when we come together, are we passionate about the Lord Jesus Christ?
然后当我们在一起的时候，我们是否可以像有热情的去颂赞主耶稣？
Is he becoming more and more the focus of our worship?
他是不是主耶稣是不是越来越像我们的中心的是颂赞的对象
？The fifth attribute is a courageous evangelism.
第五特点就是勇敢的去传福音。
In talking with your pastor, this one came out so obviously to me.
Pastor Paul 跟 Pastor 高讲话的时候，很明显的，我们的教会非常有热情去传福音。
His heart to reach you, your families, your community with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
高牧师在对我们教会弟兄姐妹，还有在福音上面非常的有热情。
Romans 1 says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel."
像罗马书所说的，我不会因为的福音羞愧。
Because it is the power.
因为这就是，因为福音就是力量。
And then the last attribute of our church is strategic church planting.
第六特点就是有战略性的去植堂。
It's a goal and a desire we have for each of our churches that they would be involved in church planting.
就是让每个教会都是在植堂上面是有一个工作的。
That happens either through engagement in an actual church plant.
可能是就是在支坛的过程中有直接的帮助。
Or in supporting some of our other churches as they are doing church plant.
或是帮助其他的教会，他们有支坛的意向的话。
And so that's just a little bit of who we are.
那就是一点点关于我们 GCC 的特点。
As the regional director.
Pastor Paul 是 regional director.
My job is to give oversight to those things in our churches.
他的工作就是看顾，就是这些事工。
But our churches are autonomous.
但是每个教会其实都是独立的。
And so we do that through relationship.
然后我们通过关系来持续。
And I trust that our relationship will grow as the days move forward.
然后 Pastor Paul 相信我们两个不同，我们教会持续的关系会持续下去。
So just before I get to my text for today, a little bit about me.
一点点关于 Pastor Paul 的事情。
I am married.
那 Pastor Paul 是已经结婚了。
And my wife's name is Sue.
他的太太名字叫 Sue.
We have two children.
还有两个小孩。
We have a daughter who lives in Huntsville, Ontario.
有个女儿在 Huntsville, Ontario.
Who works in a Christian ministry up there with her husband.
然后跟她先生一起在一个基督教的ministry 工作。
And they have two children.
他们有两个孩子。
14 and 12 years old.
14跟12岁。
I know I don't look old enough to have a grandchild who's 14 years old.
Pastor Paul 很明显的看起来非常年轻。
And then we have a son whose name is Carl.
那他儿子叫做 Carl.
And he is married to Lindsay.
他的太太名叫 Lindsay.
He actually preached at your English church a few months ago.
Pastor Carl 曾经在我们教会有
He serves on staff at Hope Oakville.
他现在是在 Hope Oakville 的。
And he has four children.
那他有四个小孩。
I love to summarize my life like this.
我喜欢这样子的总结我的生命。
I have two kids who love the Lord.
我有两个孩子爱主。
Who married two kids who love the Lord.
然后与另外两个爱主的孩子结婚。
We are praying every day that all six of our grandchildren will come to know and love the Lord Jesus.
他们家每天都在祷告，希望这六个更小的小孩能够也爱主。
Enough of that.
好，就这样子。
We want to get to the Word of God.
我们现在开始讲神的话语。
I want to talk to you today from Acts chapter 11.
今天我们要讲的就是《使徒行传》十一章。
A message that I've entitled "Compelled by Grace."
然后这个今天的这个 sermon 讲到是讲是中文是被恩典催逼。
As we think about being ready and set and ready to go, one of the foundational pieces we must be compelled by grace.
对，当我们准备要开始的时候，我们一定要被恩典所激励。
So when you think about yourself, or you think about, let's start with Canadians. When people around the world think about Canadians, what do they think about?
当全世界人是想加拿大人的时候，他们是怎么想我们的
？Compared to maybe some other cultures in the world.
比如说跟其他的一些文化来相比的话
，Canadians are known as being nice.
加拿大人通常都会看起来比较好，比较友善。
Canadians are known to be a little bit obsessed with hockey.
然后加拿大人通常都会被认为是比较特别喜欢冰棍球。
With the Olympics coming up, that was where my great hope was going to be.
当那个奥林匹克开始的时候，我很期待关于冰棍球。
And apparently our boys aren't going, so I'm not sure anymore.
可惜的是加拿大的队伍好像没有要去。
People like to tease us that we say a lot.
好像其他的文化人会说加拿大很喜欢说诶。
Those are the kind of things that people around the world maybe think of when they think of Canadians.
这就是可能其他的文化会想我们加拿大人的样子。
But if you have a Canadian passport,
可是如果你有个加拿大的护照
，That's a wonderful thing.
这是一个非常好的事情。
When I travel internationally, I love to wear a little flag on my hat.
当我在全世界去旅游的时候，我会喜欢戴一个帽子，有加拿大的国旗。
Because Canadians generally are loved around the world.
通常加拿大人是被其他文化人所喜欢的。
So that's fine for Canada.
所以那就是加拿大。
But when people think about you or people think about me, what do they think about?
当其他人看我们的时候，他是怎么样去看我们的？
When your neighbors or your friends see you, do they see you as a caring person?
当我们的邻居或其他人看我们的时候，我是不是觉得我们是一个关怀的人？
Do they see you as a loving person?
是一个爱人的人。
Do they see you as a person who has integrity?
是不是一个可靠正直的人？
Or do they see you as a person, we better be careful around him?
还是别人会觉得说他们要对我们要小心点？
His word is not necessarily his word.
他的讲的话有时候不是很可靠。
So when people think about you, what do they think?
当人们看你的时候，他们怎么看你？
How about this?
那这样怎样？
When people think about your church, what do they think?
当别人看你的教会的时候，你觉得他们对你的教会看法怎样？
Do they see you as a caring and a loving church?
他们觉得你的教会是不是一个关怀爱的教会？
You as a church have been through a lot in these last months.
我们的教会经过许多的事情。
And there's been potential for hurt and pain.
有可能有伤害，然后有痛苦。
Do they see you as people who are loving and caring?
可是当别人看的时候，是不是觉得说我们教会是一个有爱、有关怀的教会？
And yet people who tell the truth.
然后是不是一个会讲真理的教会？
So I want to talk to you about a church today.
所以我现在今天想要跟你讨论一个教会。
And in Acts chapter 11, it focuses on one thing about that church.
然后在使徒行传十一章，他们讲一个教会的事情。
In Acts 11 verse 23 it says, And when he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad.
在使徒行传十一章二十三节他说，他到了那里看见神所施的恩就很欢喜，劝勉众人坚信靠主。
When he saw the grace of God, he was glad.
当他看到神所施的恩典，他就很欢喜。
So here's the big idea.
这就是一个很主要的。
Grace,
恩典
alive in us results in impact.
活在我们的心中会造成有影响。
Grace, when it is in us, it makes a difference.
当恩典在我们里面的时候，我会有不同的。
It causes us to live differently and act differently.
让我们活出来一个不同的生命。
And people will see it and they will react to it.
然后其他人会看到，然后他们会有所反应。
So let's dive in.
那我们讲得更细一点。
A little bit of the context.
更多的在这些经文。
In Acts chapter 11 and verse 19 it says, Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen.
在十九节说，那些因斯蒂凡事件遭受苦难而四散的门徒。
So back in chapter 7 of Acts, we have the stoning of Stephen.
在之前的章，我们看到斯蒂凡被石头所丢死。
A follower of Jesus Christ who was stoned for his faith.
一个追寻主耶稣的门徒被石头丢石头。
As a result of that stoning, the church is spread out.
通过那个事件，教会反而被分散了。
Some of them, the text goes on to say, traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch.
分散甚至到腓尼基、塞浦路斯、安提亚。
Phoenicia was the region north of Israel.
腓尼基是一个在以色列北边的一个地方。
Cyprus was a large island off the coast.
塞浦路斯是一个比较大的一个岛。
And Antioch was a city.
安提亚是一个城市。
But it says that they went there speaking the word to no one except the Jews.
然后经文说他们不对别人传讲，只对犹太人传讲。
And so in the midst of their persecution, in the midst of the difficulty, they kept preaching the gospel.
在这些被逼迫的过程中，他们还是持续的传福音。
But the gospel was limited at that point from this group to the Jews.
但是那个时候，福音只是传给犹太人。
But then we come to verse 20 where it says, But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists also, preaching the Lord Jesus.
然后在二十节说，但其中有些塞浦路斯人和古利奈人来到安提阿，也对希腊人传讲主耶稣。
Hellenists were Greek Jews.
然后还有希腊化的基督那犹太人。
And we start to see gospel expansion start to happen here in Antioch.
那我们看到福音在安提亚被传开。
Faithful proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ always results in change.
在真正的福音，耶稣基督的福音一定会有改变。
Sometimes it might be difficult, and sometimes it might take time.
有时候这传讲会是简单，有时候会是非常困难。
But look down at verse 21.
那看21节。
And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord.
主的手与他们同在，信而归主的人就多起来。
And so here's what's happening. You have this story that's happening up in Antioch.
你看这个事件发生在安提亚。
And yet you have the core of the church down in Jerusalem.
还有一些教会在耶路撒冷。
And God is at work.
然后神在工作。
And grace is changing people's lives.
然后恩典在改变人的生命。
It says that these people believed and turned to the Lord.
然后这边告诉我们说，人们转向耶稣。
It's a picture of repentance.
是一个悔改的过程。
They were following after what they were following after.
他们曾经追随了其他的东西。
They were confronted with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但他们听到了主耶稣基督的福音。
And it says they turned and they turned to the Lord. They moved in a new way.
他们转向耶稣基督，到一个新的路。
Says in verse 22, the report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch.
二十二节说，这是传到耶路撒冷教会的耳中，他们就派巴拿巴到安提亚去。
So in Jerusalem, as the church is meeting, they start to hear stories of what's going on up in Antioch.
然后在耶路撒冷，他们听到了安提亚所发生的事情。
And it says, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch.
他们把巴拿巴派到安提亚去。
In other words, Barnabas, go on up there and check out and see what's happening.
然后巴拿巴去那边去看看到底发生了什么事情。
Now it's probably 450 to 500 kilometers from Jerusalem to Antioch.
然后这个从耶路撒冷到安提亚大概450到500公里。
That's about the same distance as from Oakville to Ottawa.
好像是从 Oakville 到渥太华的距离。
My wife and I, Sue and I, we were in Ottawa preaching at our church last weekend.
然后 ，Pastor Paul 跟他太太素曾上个周末在 Ottawa 去传。
But we got to get in our car and drive to Ottawa.
但他们是开车过去。
It took 5 hours.
然后大概开了五个小时。
Including stops and lunch.
还有就是中间停停走走，还有吃个午餐。
But the church in Jerusalem says to Barnabas, "We want you to get up there to Antioch and see what's going on."
然后耶路撒冷教会要巴拿巴去到安提亚。
That wasn't an easy journey for him.
其实那对他来讲是非常困难的一个路程。
That was 500 kilometers of walking or riding on a donkey.
那其实就是500公里的走路或是骑在驴子上面。
So that's a bit of the context.
所以那是一个他的背景故事。
Now we want to take a look at first major point.
我们看第一个重要的点。
There it is. Grace compels me.To see what God is doing.
恩典催逼我们看神的作为。
Look at verse 23 again.
我们来再看一下第23节。
And when he came and saw the grace of God.
当他到了那里，看见神所施的恩典。
We all know that grace is God's unmerited, undeserved favor.
我们都知道，恩典是神所给我们，我们所不配的东西。
Grace is receiving from the Lord Jesus Christ and from God what we don't deserve.
恩典就是从神通过耶稣基督来，但是我们不配得到的东西。
Grace is poured out on us and it saves us.
恩典是给我们拯救我们的。
Ephesians 2 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith."
在以弗所书说，我们是通过恩典。
It's not your own doing.
不是我们自己所做的。
It's a work of God. It's a gift from God.
是神的工作，是神所给的。
It's not the result of works.
不是靠着行为的。
And that way, no one can boast.
这样子，我们没有人可以去炫耀。
And so Barnabas gets up there to Antioch, and he sees lives that have been changed by the grace of God.
对，所以他巴拿巴到了安提亚，看到那边有人的生命被改变。
And I would ask you today, has your life been changed by the grace of God?
所以我现在想问你，你的生命有没有被神的恩典所改变？
Have you come to the place of understanding what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you?
你有没有了解到耶稣基督为你做了什么事情？
John 3:16, God loved the world so much.
在约翰福音三十六节，神爱世人。
That he sent his only son.
他给我们他的独子。
That whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
信靠他的都会得永生，不会灭亡。
You see, that's saving grace.
那就是拯救的信心。
It's not based on what I can do or what I can accomplish.
不是靠着我能做什么，我会做什么。
It's based on what God has done and what He has accomplished in Jesus Christ for us.
而是靠着神通过耶稣基督所做的事情。
And I would compel you, I would urge you today, if you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today and be saved.
如果你还没有信靠耶稣的话，你今天就应该信主，然后被拯救。
You know, one day we'll all stand before God.
有一天我们都会站在神面前。
And I'm not sure it'll happen exactly like that.
虽然说不是很清楚到会到底怎么样的发生。
But we'll be asked like, why should I let you into my heaven?
然后神会问说，为什么我要让你能够到天堂？
And if your answer starts with anything where you're in the story, you have the wrong answer to the question.
但是如果你的回答是因为你自己觉得你自己做了什么，那你就是答错了。
If when I asked you that question, you thought, well, I tried to live a good life. I tried to be a nice person.
如果你的答案是我试着成为一个好人，我试着做好事。
That's the wrong answer to the. That's the wrong answer to the.
那就是错误的答案。
It's all about Jesus.
都只有靠主耶稣基督。
I like to say it like this.
我喜欢这样讲。
One day when I'm standing before God and I'm asked, why should I let you into my heaven?
如果有一天神在我站在神面前，神问我这个问题。
I want to start out my answer with, it's because of Him.
我答案会是因为耶稣。
It's because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣，耶稣基督。
It's because of what He accomplished on the cross in satisfying the wrath of God.
是因为他在十字架上面。
And then the free gift of salvation was offered to me, and I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个恩典，这个救恩，因通过耶稣基督给了我。
In Ephesians 2, it says, "I was dead in my trespasses and sins."
所以在以弗所书第二章，我曾经在死在我罪中。
But God made me alive in Jesus Christ.
但通过耶稣基督，我活了。
You see, that's saving grace.
这就是拯救的信心。
And God's grace saves us, but God's grace also keeps us.
神的恩典拯救我们，同一时间也持续我们。
In 2 Corinthians 12:9, it says, "But He said to me."
然后他跟我说
"My grace is sufficient for you."
神的恩典是足对，是我们足够的。
For my power is made perfect in weakness.
神的恩典是在。Can you say that again, please?
Yeah, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
神的力量是可以彰显在我们的软弱上。
And then the writer says, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly."
我会只讲
of my weakness.
我的软弱。
So that the power of Christ might rest upon me.
所以主耶稣基督的力量会在我生命中。
So then we have this picture of God's grace that saves us. We also have the picture of God's grace that keeps us.
对，我们有看到就是神的恩典拯救我们，也持续我们。
One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Hebrews 4:16.
在希伯来书四章六节。
Says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace."
Yeah, can you...
Let us with confidence draw near to the throne of grace.
让我们通过信心能够去到那个恩典。
So that we may receive mercy.
让我们得到那个怜悯。
And find grace to help in time of need.
然后能够在我们需要的时候找到恩典。
And so, as the church in Jerusalem heard the story of Antioch,
所以当耶路撒冷教会听到安提阿的故事。
They send Barnabas up to go see what's going on up there.
然后他们派巴拿巴去那边。
And when he gets there, he sees the grace of God on display.
然后他看到神的恩典在那边工作。
So what did it cause him to do?
然后你觉得巴拿巴做了什么？
Look back in verse 23.
然后看二十三节。
It says that he was glad.
这边说他很欢喜。
When he saw the grace of God.He was glad.
他看神的恩典的时候，他就很欢喜。
You see, God's grace compels me to respond.
神的恩典激励我去回应。
As you look around your family or you look around your church,
你看到你的家庭，看你的教会。
It's so easy to see the weaknesses and struggles in people's lives.
很容易就看到每个人的软弱跟我们的困难。
The church in Antioch was made up of regular, ordinary people.
安提阿就是教会是有许多的普通人。
Who struggled with all kinds of things.
然后也同样的有许多的困难。
But when Barnabas gets there,
但是当巴拿巴到那边时。
What does he see?
他看到了什么？
He sees God's working in them.
他看到了神的工作在他们生命中。
He sees how God has changed their lives.
他看到神改变了他们。
He sees how God is changing their lives.
他看到神正在改变他们的生命。
It says he was glad.
然后他非常欢喜。
It means that he was satisfied.
他很满足。
He was filled with hope for them.
他有许多的盼望。
When you see the grace of God in your church and in your family, does it make you satisfied?
当你看到神的恩典在你的家庭中，在你的教会中，周围人中，你有没有满足？
It should.
应该的。
It should bring us great joy.
应该给我们许多的喜乐。
It should bring us great hope.
给我们许多的盼望。
It should move the Christian to hope and joy.
让我们基督徒能够有喜乐，有盼望。
When we see the grace of God displayed in His church,
让我们看到神的恩典在教会中明显。
God help me to be the kind of person that demonstrates the grace of God.
那这样子可以帮助我，让我能希望盼望能够让我能够有展现神的恩典。
And desires to see that in the lives of other people.
更希望能看到神的恩典在其他人生命中。
But look at verse 24.
那我们看第24节。
It says.For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith.
巴拿巴是个好人，满有圣灵和信心，于是许多人归了主。
Maybe you're the kind of person, and some days I'm like this. I don't always see the grace like I should.
可能你跟我一样，有时候没办法，我很常的看到神的恩典。
What were the characteristics of Barnabas in his life?That allowed him to look at life like this.
你觉得说巴拿巴有什么特点让他能够这么容易看到神的恩典？
What were his credentials?
他的背景是什么？
He didn't have a university degree.
他没有大学文凭。
He didn't have a whole lot of training, probably.
他可能没有很多的训练。
But the scriptures say some things about him that we could learn from.
但圣经告诉我们关于他的一些事情，我们所可以学习的。
If we're going to see the grace of God in people and respond.What kind of people do that?
是什么样的人会去回应神所做的事情？
So it says three things about him.
有三件事情，圣经所说。
Says he was a good man.
是他是一个好人。
Not like God is good.
不是像神那样子的好。
God is good all the time.
神永远都一直都是好的。
And all the time God is good.
然后一直的时候神都是好的。
We're not always like that. We don't have that. We desire it.
我们希望能够是永远都持续的好
But we are growing
但是我们是需要成长到那样的程度的
In this context when it says Barnabas was a good man
那这边说巴拿巴是个好人
It says he was a man of character
他是一个好的人
He was a man of integrity
他是个正直的人
He was a righteous man
他是个公义的人
He was a man growing in his personal holiness.
他是一个在有成长他的圣洁人。
He was a man growing in his desire to be like Jesus Christ.
他是一个盼望像是耶稣基督的人。
And when that's the core of who you are, you see grace in other people.
如果那是你的人，你的品性的话，那你会看到其他像这样子的人。
And you also.Give grace to other people.
然后你也会给同样恩典给其他人。
But more than being a good man,
但是更超过一个好人。
It says he was full of the Holy Spirit.
圣经还说他是个满有圣灵的人。
Barnabas was a man who was directed by God.
巴拿巴是一个被神所带领的人。
He was a man more and more yielding himself.To God's will for his life.
他是个信靠主的旨意的人。
He was a man who was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他是个满有圣灵的人。
You know, the day I trusted Jesus Christ.
当我信靠耶稣的时候。
I was indwelt with the Spirit.
我曾经有圣灵在我生命中。
I was sealed with the Spirit.
我有跟圣灵有。
I was baptized in the Spirit.
我是被圣灵所施洗的。
And I was filled with the Spirit.
然后我也是蛮有圣灵的。
But all of those other things, except for the filling of the Spirit, happened once.
那个事情是发生一次。
The filling of the Spirit is something that happens in our lives every day as we are being sanctified in Jesus Christ.
当我们在成圣的过程的时候，我们是每天都是被圣灵所充满的。
But there are some days when selfishness or pride might rule in my life.
有时候可能自私与自大可能会在我们生命中。
And I'm still saved.
但是我还是被拯救。
But I'm not being controlled by the Holy Spirit.
Sorry, say that again, please.
I'm saved, but I'm not being controlled by the Holy Spirit.
当我有自私有自大的时候，虽然说我还是被拯救，但是那时候并不是被圣灵所带领的。
It says about Barnabas that he was full, he was controlled by the Holy Spirit.
这边说巴拿巴是蛮有圣灵，他是被圣灵所带领的。
And when I'm not filled with the Spirit, confession, repentance,
就是悔改跟认罪,
and then obedience to God's word,
然后就是顺服主的话语,
those are the things then that puts me back in a right relationship where God's Spirit is able to work in me and through me.
通过那些事情可以让我再回到神的话语中，神的恩典中。
Are you a person who's full of the Holy Spirit?
你是个有被圣灵充满的人吗？
Who's in control of your life today?
是谁在掌控你的生命今天？
As a follower of Jesus Christ, who's on the throne of your everyday life?
当一个以一个基督徒来讲，谁在你的宝座上面？
Whether it's at school or at work or in our family, is the Lord on the throne?
在学校、工作不同的场合上，是主耶稣在你的宝座上面吗？
He needs to be.
他一定要在你宝座上面。
And if he isn't, we need to make that right today.
如果不是的话，那你需要这样让他在宝座上。The
text says he was a good man.
经文说他是个好人。He
was full of the Holy Spirit.
满有圣灵。And
he was full of faith.
然后他也是满有信心。
He looked at this group of people in Antioch through eyes of faith.
他看这个安提亚的人是通过信心的眼光去看他们。In
my meeting with your pastor,
当我与你的牧师所有会见面的时候，I
saw a man who has eyes of faith.
我看到一个有信心的人。Eyes
of faith for your church.
一个对你的教会有信心的人。Eyes
of faith for how God could use you moving forward.
一个有信心神会用你们的人。
I have eyes of faith for GCC to plant churches and see people grow right across Canada.
我有信心， 然后看GCC成长，支撑在加拿大。
So as Barnabas saw this little church,
然后当巴拿巴看到这个小小的教会的时候，
it says he was glad.
他很欢喜。
It wasn't easy.
不是那么简单的。
Remember, they were under persecution.
对吧，就他们是被逼迫的。
But he was glad.
但他是很欢喜。
Well, here's the next thing.
下一点,
grace compels me to act.
恩典催逼我有行为。
When I see grace in the lives of other people, it makes me do something.
当我看到神的恩典在别人生命中的时候，会催逼我做其他的事情。
In verse 23, it says, He exhorted them all.
23节下半段说，劝勉众人，艰辛靠主。
And here's what He exhorted them to do. To remain faithful to the Lord.
他劝勉人们去信靠主。
He saw this group of people who were growing in their faith and becoming more like Jesus.
他看到这些人在他们信心成长，然后越来越像耶稣。
And he encouraged them, he exhorted them to remain faithful to the Lord.
他劝勉他们继续的越来越像主。
Even in difficult times.
就算在困难的时候。
Even in times of persecution,
就在逼迫的时候,
even in times of trying to figure out how we do church in the midst of COVID,
就算是像我们在疫情当中，还是想着怎么去建立教会。
Even in the midst of times as you and a church see the transitions that are happening in your church,
就在这个时候有这么多的变动的时候。
Here's what he said.
这就是他说的。
Remain faithful to the Lord.
这还是信实的信靠主。
It means to stick with it.
是持续下去。
It means to persevere.
去持守下去。
In James 1, it says, Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial.
雅各书一章，这节说，忍受试探的人是有福的。
In Galatians chapter 6, it says, Don't grow weary in doing good.
加拉太书六章九节，我们心上不可善止。
In Romans 5, it says, Rejoice in our suffering.
在罗马书五章，在患难中，还是有喜乐。
In 1 Chronicles 16:11, it says, Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually.
历代志上16章11节，要寻求耶稣，耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
And then I love this verse, Hebrews 10, verse 36.
在希伯来书4章36节,
For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised.
希伯来书4章36节，你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
So we have this man of God who comes and he responds.
一个所生的男人，他到我这边，他有回应。
In that he was glad and filled with joy.
他很欢喜。
And then he compels them to act, to remain faithful.
那他激励他们持续下去，持续有信心。
And then here's the last thing.
那这就是最后一点。
He compels me, or he compels them, to focus.
恩典催逼我们去专注。
Look at verse 23 again. It says, And when he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose.
他到第23节再一次，就是他到那里看见神所施的恩，就很欢喜，劝勉众人艰辛靠主。
Steadfast purpose when it's difficult.
就是尽管在困难的时候，还是艰辛靠主。
But even steadfast purpose when it's easier because it's easy to take our eyes off the Lord then too.
在那这段艰辛靠主的时候，其实有时候也是会让我们去忘记去专注。
In my wedding band.
在我的结婚戒指上面。
The reference 1 Corinthians 15:58.
那讲的哥林多前书15章。
That's the life verse for ministry for my wife Sue and I.
那就是 Pastor Paul 跟他太太的，就是服事的经文。
That verse says, "Therefore, my beloved brothers."
然后就是那个经文，所以 1558, right?
15.
Yeah, 就是大家请翻到哥林多前书15章58节。
Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
就是坚信靠主，在神的话语中。
Knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
在主里面你所做的事情不是没用的。
And that's what he's saying to these people in this last part of this verse.
那就是这边在所讲的事情。
What you are doing is not in vain.
你所做的事情不会浪费掉。
What God is calling you to as a church in Oakville is never in vain.
神在这个教会，在Oakville这个教会所做的事情没有浪费的。
And you do it in the Lord.
我们是在主里面所做的。
Having a steadfast purpose means keeping the main things, the main things.
就是在有艰辛的这个过程中是要有专注。
It could be the six attributes that we talk about in GCC.
可能是我刚刚所说的六个GCC的特点。
Keep the main things, the main things.
就是要持续的专注于这重点。
In the church that I pastored in Markham before I became the GCC Canada director.
在我之前所在Markham服侍的教会。
We used to talk about our purpose like this.
我们那时候曾经这样讲我们的目的。
We didn't invent it.
我们没有，不是我们自己的。
But we would say this.
但是我们会这样讲。
Lost people saved.
就是迷失的人拯救。
Saved people matured.
被拯救的人会成长。
Mature people multiply.
成熟的人会持续增加。
All for the glory of God.
然后都是为了神的荣耀。
And so Barnabas he compels these people to their steadfast purpose.
巴拿巴劝勉他们艰辛的靠主走下这条道路。
Stay on target.
就是不要忘记，就是最终的目标。
And he didn't just go and see and then give a speech.
他不是只去那边讲，随便就是讲个道。
And then leave.
然后就离开。
He committed to these people.
他真正的是，就是，真的是专注于这些人。
It says in verses 25 and 26, he met with the church.
那在五十二十五到二十六节，他是他跟着他跟着这个安提亚教会。
He was helping them to grow up in their discipleship, in their sanctification.
他帮助这些人，帮助他们的成圣的过程。
He was helping them to grow up in their faith.
成长在他们信心中成长。
They were doing life together.
他们在一起在生命中成长。
It says they taught a great many people.
他们教导了许多人。
And then look what it says in verse 26.
那看第二十六节。
And at Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians.
第二十六节下半段，门徒称为基督徒是从安提亚开始的。
That's interesting.
很有趣。
Some authors think that was a derogatory term.
有些人觉得说好像是一个损人的事情讲的。
And it often probably was.
但那个时候可能是真的是被是一个损人的话语。
Others thought it was just a way they needed to describe these new people and what was happening in their lives.
有些人就觉得说这只是一个介绍说一群人他们的特点。
The term Christian is only used three times in the Bible.
基督徒这几个字只有被用三次。
In Acts 26 and verse 28,
在使徒行传二十六章
it says, And Agrippa said to Paul,
And Agrippa 跟 Paul 讲
In a short time, would you persuade me to be a Christian?
在这短的时间，你会想要我成为，你会想要我成为基督徒吗？
In the midst of what Paul was about to go through, he still was preaching the gospel.
那个时候，Paul许多的困，有许多保罗有许多的困难，可是他还是在传福音。
In 1 Peter 4:16,
然后在彼得前书四章
，It says, "Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian,"
如果任何人是一个任何基督徒有受难
，Let him not be ashamed.
那他不会觉得羞愧。
Right, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
不会因为福音羞愧。
The verse goes on to say, "But let him glorify God in that name."
但是让他们能够在这过程中荣耀主的名。
And so, whether it was a derogatory term or just a way to describe these new followers, it was a term that was used because they looked different.
然后这个基督徒这个词，不管是他们那时候讲的原因是什么，但是这是介绍那一群的人。
They were being described because of their faith in Jesus Christ.
基督徒这个词是为了介绍说这有在基督里面有信心的人。
And sometimes people use terms to maybe describe you or me that are derogatory.
有些人可能在有时候会给我们有不好的标记。
Are you one of those Bible believers?
他们可能会觉得说你是不是一个只是相信圣经的人。
Do you really believe what that book says?
你真的相信圣经的话吗？
Do you really believe that Jesus came and was a real person and died? And you really believe that?
你真的相信耶稣基督真的来然后有死吗？
Yes, I do.
是的，我相信的。
That's our hope.
那就是我们的盼望。
Blessed are you when people speak evil against you because of Jesus Christ.
其实当别人在损你的时候，但是因为耶稣基督，你是有福的。
So in the midst of their persecution,
在他们的被逼迫中
，Barnabas says, "Remain steadfast."
在这个逼迫的过程中，巴拿巴劝他们要坚信。
Now this story happens over a period of more than a year.
这个事情在这个过程中有一年。
There's another work of grace that's been going on here.
还有另外一个恩典的工作在这边。
Because Barnabas leaves and he goes and he finds Paul.
因为巴拿巴那是在那个过程中找到了保罗。
The man who had been probably the greatest hater of Christians.
曾经是非常厌恶基督徒的。
And was guilty by complicit in murder of followers of Jesus Christ.
然后呢，可能也是在杀基督徒的过程中，逼迫基督徒有份的。
And yet God takes a hold of him on the road to Damascus in Acts 9.
那是在《使徒行传》九章，保罗被神所感动。
And now in Acts 11, Barnabas is going to find Paul to bring him back so they can teach this church.
但是在这个第十一章的时候，我们看到巴拿巴去找了保罗，然后来教导这教会。
In closing, let me ask you this question.
在最后，让我来问你一个问题。
I like to finish my messages with like, so what?
我通常我讲到的时候，我喜欢问一个问题，然后呢？
What difference does this make?
这个有没有任何的
How will I act differently as a result of hearing and knowing what I've heard and known today?
对，我会不会因为这件事情有任何的改变？
Look at verse 24.
看二十四节。
It says, "For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith."
巴拿巴是个好人，蛮有圣灵和信心。
And a great many people were added to the Lord.
于是许多人归了主。
That needs to be the story of every follower of Jesus Christ.
那是应该是我们每个基督徒的故事。
That we would be faithful men and women of God.
我们会是信实的信靠主的男人和女人。
Declaring to our world the hope that we have.
让世界知道我们的盼望。
The world hopes in all kinds of foolish things that are all going to shrivel up and burn and be gone.
这世界上的人是盼望着许多这些短暂的事情。
But our citizenship isn't here.
但是我们的国籍不是在这边。
I talked at the beginning about the fact that what do people think of when do they think of Canadians?
我之前不是讲说，当人们看加拿大人，他们怎么想？
And I talked about how when I travel, I like to have my passport because I'm a Canadian.
那我之前也讲到说，我喜欢拿加拿大国籍。
But my real citizenship isn't here.
但是我真正的国籍不是在这边。
My real citizenship is in heaven.
我真正的国籍是在天国。
In Psalm 23, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
在诗篇说我会持续的在神的国。
And that's what we look forward to as followers of Jesus Christ.
那就是我们所希望看到基督徒的。
So in the midst of our battle,
在这个中间。
In the midst of the struggle,
在这个困难的中间。
Would we be people founded in the grace of God?
我会是在看到是被在神恩典中的人吗？
And living out our lives for His glory.
然后活出我们生命为了荣耀主。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word. I thank you for this story in Acts 11.
使徒行传的故事。
These people who in difficult days,
这些人在他们的困难中间
they oozed the grace of God.
他们还是有彰显神的恩典。
Would that be my story?
那可以是我的故事吗？
Would that be our story?
那可以是我们的故事吗？
But would we also see the grace of God in other people?
我们是否也能够看到神的恩典在其他人生命中？
And would we rejoice in what you have done in their lives?
我们是否会看到神的恩典在其他人生命中，然后有欢喜呢？
And then God, would you use us?
然后神请用我们。
Sovereign God over the universe.
的这全世界全宇宙的这掌权的主。
Would you use us as your ambassadors?
你可以用我们吗？
To declare the gospel of Jesus Christ.
去传耶稣基督的福音。
And God, would you bring many souls?
那你可以带许多的灵魂。
To yourself for your fame.
带到你那边去，为了你的荣耀。
As we live faithfully for you.
那让我们能够持守坚信的信心，为你而活。
We pray in Jesus' name.
在主耶稣基督的名，阿门。